Let's take a look at the roads. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, things look a little bit rough in the valley. Probably no big surprise. We've got steady, slow delays for the most part out of downtown Salt Lake City, southbound I-15, rolling down to Sandy and Draper. Along the way, you're going to notice a minor crash just past 4100 south, and then northbound looks like earlier wreck at 80th south has left some long delays coming up from Draper. East belt delays, southbound I-215, rolling 4500 south down to Knutson's Corner. And you have west belt delays on the other side, southbound I-215 down from I-80 into West Valley. Michelle.
Drivers on the west side, attention about Bangor Highway. It's slowing some pretty heavy traffic from 21st South Freeway down to South Jordan. Now, drivers in Utah County, you'll hit some solid slowdowns. I-15 southbound from the Point down to Lehigh. Then northbound I-15, Linden to Lehigh is also backed up. Joe?
I-15 northbound into Davis County, you'll encounter some slower traffic through 1000 North, past the refinery. It eases up a little bit until you get into Woods Cross. You'll pass that at about 500 South. Once you get into, up to Layton, or I should say rather up to Farmington, and you make that split, you've got a choice. You're going to either be busy from Main Street on 89 up into Fruit Heights, or you're going to be real busy from Burton Lane all the way up to 1000 North. In fact, almost to Antelope Drive at this point. The Leonardo is Utah's most creative museum. You can build a car, fly a plane, or paint a masterpiece. The Leonardo is the perfect place for the unique family experience. Tickets at theleonardo.org. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.